Welcome to Words of Light for Today, a teaching ministry that shares godly principles while giving spiritual insight and divine revelation from the Word of God for the everydayness life brings. Be richly blessed as we join Linda Atkins.
Joshua is a good book to read. You see how in the book of Joshua that there were 31 different kings that God helped Israel to defeat. 31 different kingdoms. And they're all listed in the book of Joshua. So Joshua is a good story from beginning to the end. So you should really be acquainted with this. Most everybody knows this about in the 8th chapter. This was right after they went to the first battle of Ai, and they got defeated, lost a lot of lives. A lot of people were very disappointed and hurt and astounded that God had not delivered Ai to them like he had delivered Jericho. So in the 8th chapter, we pick up after they find out that Israel has miserably failed in her first attempt to take Ai. But their failure was a twofold failure in that first of all, the most obvious one was Achan when he committed that sin against Israel and against God. The scripture says in chapter 7 that I saw the Babylonian robe and some gold. I saw. Same thing happened to Adam and Eve. They saw that the tree was good for fruit. If you're going to sin, you're going to see it first. It's called the lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes. They both saw the tree. They saw the tree, that it was good for fruit. And the next thing you see after they saw was that they eat. So Achan saw this gorgeous Babylonian robe and he took it. And it's hard, you know, for people to see gold just sort of laying there without picking it up. Oh, well, I wouldn't do that. Well, maybe you haven't been put in that position. He didn't think he would do it either. Out of the tribe of Judah? No, Judah's tribe wouldn't do that. But they did. So these are the two obvious things. And the second one was that they did not. It was Joshua's failure to ask the Lord, to inquire of the Lord, to go to him and talk to him before the attack. And so he just assumed. Right. You should never assume. Don't ever think that God's way of doing things is always the same way of doing things. I mean, you don't read this if you think that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But that means in him there's no turning. In him there's no sin. In him there's no darkness at all. That's what that means. But he will do one way one time and another way another time. Because God is a strategist. He is a strategist. He works things out in the way that people least expect it to be worked out. So because of Joshua's failure to go to the Lord and talk to the Lord and get specific instructions, he went after Ai about the same way he went after Jericho, and it did not work. So we pick up in the 8th chapter, and it says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not be afraid or discouraged. Take all your fighting men and attack Ai. for I have given you the king of Ai, his people, his town, and his land. So, there are things that the Lord wants us to learn, to see, to study, to understand about failure. Because you will not live your life without failure. You will not live your life without things turning out in an opposite way of how you had prayed, hoped, and believed. Because Joshua, he had hoped to come back with that land. He had hoped to come back with the head of that king. He had hoped to destroy them like Jericho was destroyed. But instead, he got sent back home. So we see that probably after a course of time, that the Lord, he probably finds him contemplating all of this, and he stops to talk to him. Now, what I want us to see in this is that we need, after a failure, to try again. Try again. I've already messed that up. I've already lost in that. I'm not trying anymore. I'm not going to try that again. I was embarrassed. I was hurt. I was shamed. This happened. That happened. So I'm not trying that again. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not doing that. How many times have you heard that? And most of the time it came out of your mouth. I'm just not going to do that. I may do something else different, but I'm not doing that. But anyway, he told him, he said, do not be afraid. So he was afraid. And, you know, when people say, is there fear there about this? Well, no, I'm not afraid. We want everybody to believe that we're just tough, rough, and ready. But there was fear. When God says, don't be afraid, it's because you were afraid. So you can argue with someone else, but he didn't say anything here. He just listened. Don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. Well, I'm not discouraged. Well, if you won't try again, then you're discouraged. My goodness alive. So I found three things here in this chapter, this 1/8 chapter, that God wants us to see. Because if we're going to have success, there's going to be failure for sure. There's going to be things that come up that you think, oh my God, I should have done this or that. Or I shouldn't have done this or that. So there's ways that we need to know when you are doing a second attempt to become successful in something. So this would be Joshua's second attempt. He told him, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, take your fighting men and go against Ai. Now, you know, I'm sure that had that been some of us, we'd have said, is that God? Are you sure? Give me a sign. Because we don't, as humans, and human beings have not changed since Adam. We're all the same. We all may display a lot of self-confidence in some way or another, but a lot of the self-confidence that we display is just pride and bragging. Nobody is born with confidence. You didn't come, well, I was born that way. I just got all the self-confidence. I just really am very confident in this and that and the other. I'm confident in my ability. You're not born that way. You have to learn confidence. Everybody does. When you see somebody walking in a position of confidence, you can know that they've been in positions of failure. You can know that everything that they attempted was not successful. But people that have genuine confidence, I'm telling you, they have learned it. Amen. So we see that there are things that he wants us to know if we're to be successful. Number one, is that an encouraging word. There was a word of encouragement that did not come from one of his lieutenants or his captain or his generals, but it came from God himself. So we have to have a word of encouragement. Or you walk with your head down. After a failure, you walk with your head down. But he gets a word of encouragement. And let me tell you what this word did. It stabilized Joshua. It caused Joshua to become stable instead of cast down and afraid. And this stabilization came for him at a very critical point. This had just happened with Ai. They had to take care of that. They had to do what was right before God. But here in chapter 8, he's encouraged to try again. Now, I wrote this down. I want you to listen to it. A word of encouragement during a failure is worth more than a book of praise after a success. A word of encouragement after a failure is worth more than a book of praise after a success. My goodness. I know what this word from God meant to Joshua. Don't be afraid. Get up. Don't be discouraged. I'm with you. I am going to give you the king of Ai. I'm going to give you his people. And I'm going to give you his land. My goodness, what a word. And then here's what God does. Number two. He issues a winning strategy to Joshua. He gives Joshua a way to win. He had very specific instructions when he went up against Jericho. Totally different from what this battle was going to ensue. Total different method. Total different strategy. Walk out there, circle their wall 7 times, and on the 7th time give a shout, break your pitchers, and see my power work. This time, he says, I'm going to send you up against him. I'm going to give you him, his people, and his land. But he gave him a winning strategy. You have to know, you have to look at the failure, you have to see what caused it, you have to understand, I cannot sit here any longer. God has encouraged me. He said that he was with me. So I am going to find out exactly how he wants me to proceed from here. Goodness alive. So then he says to them, he said, you will destroy them as you destroyed Jericho and its king. But this time you may keep the plunder and the livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the town. He gave him a strategic way to win. And God will help you win in every situation. Whether it's in finances, whether it's in relationship, whether it's in business, whether it's in your job, no matter what it is, he's got a winning strategy for you to focus on with his encouragement to cause you to be successful. If you want it. If you don't, you know, this may not be a very good sermon for you. But if you want to get up and try again and see the way to become successful and see the way for God's hand of favor to be on you, to receive the fact that he says, don't be discouraged anymore, get up from there. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. And so he begins to tell him. So it says this. So Joshua and all the fighting men set out to attack Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 of his best warriors and sent them out at night with these orders. Here is the winning strategy. hide in ambushment close behind the town and be ready for action. When our main army attacks the men of Ai, we'll come out to fight as they did before, and we will run away from them. This is a strategy that is going to work. We'll run away from them. You get in the back of the town, we're going to get in front, and we're going to come and attack them from the front, and when they come out against us, then we're going to turn and run towards the desert. Listen, we will let them chase us until we have drawn them away from the town. And they will say, the Israelites are running away from us as they did before. Oh my. Then while we are running from them, you will jump up from your ambush and take possession of the town. How strategic is this? Word for word. This is the New Living Translation. He said, while we're running, you'll jump up, take possession of the town, for the Lord your God will give it to you. Set the town on fire as the Lord has commanded. You have your orders. So here we see this winning strategy mapped out word for word. You do this, you do this, and when they do this, see, he knew exactly what they were going to do. And when they run after us, we're going to run from them and draw them out of town, and then you come in from behind and come in and take the town. Lord have mercy. God does wonderful things. God, this was a winning strategy. A winning thing. It stabilized them and it helped them to come to a place of complete recovery. What did it do for those 30,000 fighting men when they heard Joshua map out to them a strategy that would work? And they were men that would know it was work. Joshua chose 30,000 of his best warriors. Best warriors, men that knew how to fight, men that had been taught how to fight, men that had come up under their fathers from Moses. They knew how to fight. They knew how to wage war. Oh, my goodness. And they hear him talking. It encourages them. It brings them to a place of, we're going to be in victory. This is going to work. I'm for this. God is going to give us complete recovery in this thing. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever failed at something and it just made you heart sick? And you think, oh, my God. And I can't help but believe and know for myself that every time I've made a mistake in things, the Lord had tried to tell me or warn me. Mm-hmm. He tried to tell me. He tried to tell me. And sometimes we're in such a dither to get something done that we're not listening. We're not paying attention. Oh, my goodness. So, here we see two things so far. He got an encouraging word. It got him up. It got him listening to God. He shook off the fear that he had. Maybe you didn't call me to lead all these people. Look there, I got them, half of them killed. I can't hardly even hold my head up. So God gives him an encouraging word, and then God speaks to him a winning strategy that helped him to stabilize his emotions, stabilize his thinking. If your thinking is all out of whack, you can't do anything. And if all you can get on your mind is how somebody else is at fault in this, you're not seeing the whole picture. Joshua was genuinely discouraged And he was genuinely afraid to get up and try again. So it took God. It took a word from God to get the man to thinking, to get the man to listen. And when he did, he saw how to win. My goodness. Then, there is one more. But I want to read you this. I looked this up, and a man called Dennis Waitley wrote this. I want you to listen to it. Success is almost totally dependent on drive and persistence. The extra energy required to make another effort or try another approach is the secret of winning. Let me read it to you again. Success is almost totally dependent upon drive and persistence. The extra energy required to make another effort or try another approach is the secret of winning. I like winning. Amen. I like being with winners. I like people. I like to be with people that can hear God, that knows God. These men, these 30,000 men listening to Joshua, executed this strategy flawlessly. You have to know how to execute the Word of God. You look in here, you see this. There's not anything that'll happen to you in life that you can't find something in here. And he gave us their failures as well as their successes. When they heard him, listened to him, did what he told them to do, they were very successful in everything they did. Amen. Now, these men listening to Joshua, the Lord did not give them a word of encouragement. But they could pass by Joshua and see that he was totally discouraged. And you know, they probably left him alone. This is a time when we just need to let him be by himself. Are you hearing me? So when they saw him get up, straighten himself, get stable, and come out there and present them with this strategy on how to beat Ai, because Ai had to be beat. It was a town right in front of where they were going. And there was 29 more kings to whip in front of them. Oh, my goodness. So Ai had to be taken. You don't have the luxury of just sitting there and waiting for somebody to come and do something for you. He had to have a word of encouragement. He had to have God speak to him. He had to cause this victory, because this victory for those 30,000 warriors restored their lost confidence. It restored them. It made them see God is on our side. Nothing can prevail in front of us. Oh, wow. So here's the third thing. Joshua had inspired tenacity. Do you have that? Or can somebody back you down because they talk louder than you or have more money than you? Or stop you, talk faster than you talk. Listen, he was inspired, and he got up with a tenacity and began to tell those men, here's what's going to happen. And so it says they left and went to the place of ambush between Bethel and the west side of Ai. This is verse 9. But Joshua remained among the people in the camp that night. Early the next morning, Joshua roused the men and started towards Ai, accompanied by the elders of Israel. All the fighting men who were with Joshua marched in front of them and camped on the north side of Ai, with a valley between them and the town. That night, Joshua sent 5,000 men to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the town. So they stationed the main army north of the town and the ambush west of the town. Joshua himself spent the night in the valley. And when the king of Ai saw the Israelites across the valley, he and all his army hurried out early in the morning and attacked the Israelites at a place overlooking the Jordan Valley. But he didn't realize that there was an ambush behind the town. Wow. He didn't realize that God was a God of strategic maneuvers. He knows exactly how to show you to walk through and try again and become totally victorious. You don't have to throw it down just because you lost. We have to try again. I want you to leave here today saying, if I do fail or when I fail, I'll try again. Amen. I'm not going to give this up. I'm not throwing it down. So we see that there was not a man, it says. Then all the men in the town were called out to chase after them. In this way, they were lured away from the town in verse 16. Verse 17 said there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who did not chase after the Israelites. They thought they had them one more time. Was not anybody left that wasn't chasing after them. And the town was left wide open. Then the Lord said to Joshua, here is this inspired tenacity. Verse 18, then the Lord said to Joshua, point the spear in your hand towards Ai, for I will hand the town over to you. And Joshua did as he commanded. When he held that spear towards that city, here's what happened. They turned around from running in the desert. They turned around and faced all those that had chased out after them from Ai and began to run after them. What happened was the men from Ai then turned and looked at their town and it was already on fire. Oh my goodness. And there was not anyone left alive except the king. And Joshua had a specific thing that he did with the king.
You have been watching Words of Light for Today with Linda Adkins. For prayer or a free CD of today's message, please call 904-289-9727. Visit our website at wordsoflight.org, where you may order explosive and anointed teaching messages or other great resources from our bookstore. Be blessed and join Linda Adkins next time as she brings Words of Light for Today.